This is Wolf Watch on KSTK FM, Wrangell, Alaska, following the Wrangell High School Wolves and Lady Wolves throughout their 2013 to 2014 basketball season. Y'all ready for this? Hello and welcome back to Wolf Watch. It's Friday, February 14th, 2014, and it is a perfect day to go down to the courts and show your love for the Wrangell Wolves as they take on the Metlakatla Chiefs in their last home game of the season. Coming up tonight on Wolf Watch, we'll hear from Coach Ray Stokes about the Wrangell Wolves' progress so far this season. We'll start off with how the last few games went against Craig. Stay tuned.
The broadcast of the Wrangell High School basketball season is made possible in part by the Wrangell Volunteer Fire Department. If a fire breaks out in your home while you're asleep, how will you know? Smoke and heat build quickly, making every second count. A working smoke alarm can alert you to the danger and make the difference between life and death. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home and replace the battery every year. This message brought to you by the Wrangell Volunteer Fire Department.
Yeah, we played Craig over in Craig, and we had a heartbreaker the first night. We lost by two. And then the next night we came back and won by one. So we finally beat those guys. But it was an exciting time, and the boys, I thought, actually he played pretty well both nights. So, you know, we're getting better and starting to put ourselves in a situation where we can win. And you know, we're looking good at our good. As far as I'm concerned, we like our chances.
Did losing by two the first night change how your boys went into the second game?
The poor guys, we've had opportunities, you know, over and over, and it just seems like luck just hasn't been following this team around very much. But not really. You know, that's one thing I really would compliment the boys on is we have had some struggles, and they're tough, especially, I think, when you're so close and then you lose. But they have really done a great job, I think, by just keeping focused and saying, you know, we got tomorrow, and let's see if we can get it tomorrow. So they haven't, you know, it certainly hasn't blown apart on us. We played Craig over there, and it was interesting when we beat them. That last night, gosh, you would have thought that their whole team just destroyed, and, you know, some of them went and quit the team, and I think they got back on. But there was definitely a lot of frustration, and I'm really proud of our boys for not doing that, and they've just stuck with it and just keep plugging away, and it's showing.
So for your boys, when they won that second night, what was the reaction from your team?
You know, they were really, you know, excited, but I thought they handled it really well. They're not overly excited, but just says, finally, you know, we got what we deserved. And they were happy and stuff, but, you know, it was just a win, and they realized the big one lies ahead.
What are some of the things that pushed you guys into that winning position that last game?
Well, we're just doing a better job getting better shot selection. And I think we talked to the boys about that a lot, and they seem to be buying into the idea that we just can't shoot from the three-point line. And so we're getting better shots, having a little more patience, and at the same time that's limiting their possessions on the opponent, you know, for the opponent. So it's working out good.
Tell me about some of the shots that were made that night that helped you guys out.
Well, every time we've played Craig, I think we've been 1 or 2 points. I think they beat us one time by four. But they've been very close ball games each night. And we had the first night, especially, I thought we were going to kind of blow them out. But we kind of lost our focus there for a little bit. Right before halftime, we were up 25-9, I think. And in 2.5 minutes or so, we went to locker room ahead 2. So that was disturbing. But they, you know, they kind of kept their composure. We actually went down a little bit and then fought back, and I thought we were going to win the ball game, and slipped away on us again. But then the next night we came out and I think just played a steady game from start to end, and it worked out. So,
stay tuned to Wolf Watch. When we come back, we'll hear from Coach Stokes about the Wolves' preparations for tonight and tomorrow night's games against Metlakatla. Just after this.
Wrangell Wolves Basketball on KSDK is brought to you in part by Audison's True Value, where customers can find a variety of paint colors. Audison's Ultra Premium Easy Care Interior Paint offers a lifetime warranty and one coat coverage, carrying a full line of building materials with individual orders and estimates welcome. Audison's True Value. Start right, start here.
Tonight and tomorrow night are the last games at home here for the boys. So what do you think they're thinking going into these last home court games?
Well, I only have one senior, and I'm sure he's thought about it probably more than the rest of them. That's Robbie Marshall. But for him, he loves to play, and he's really turned into a pretty good ball player. But the rest of them, I really think they're starting to focus on the regional tournament, and which really, that's what it's all about anyway. But, you know, they're pretty much a young team, and so I don't really know how much they have put into that last series other than time does fly. But for them, they don't understand that. I certainly do at my age.
Now, with Robbie Marshall, and talking to some of the boys on your team, they really seem to look up to him. So can you talk a little bit about his role on your team?
Robbie's just a great kid. He's positive with all the kids, basketball players or not, here at school. I'm really proud of him for the things that he's accomplished here at school. He's shown a lot of maturity and just a great role model for kids in general. And I don't know very many people. I don't know anybody that doesn't like Robbie, and that's a great attribute.
What kind of a strain do you think this consistent travel puts on your boys in terms of school?
Oh, it's hard, but, you know, every time we do travel, it seems like usually there's a time that you're on a ferry stuck or something, so we try and get the books out and make sure that they come back as prepared as they can. It's always hard not having a teacher, but they're good kids, and they, for the most part, I think the hardest ones that deal with it are the freshmen, just because it's just new, and they typically tend to see it as a vacation a little bit more than the other ones and don't realize that, gosh, when we get back, there's some assignments that are due. But they're learning that, and as they always do. But it's hard. I think the biggest hard is it's just physically draining, and you catch about every bug that's in the air. You're going around all these places, but so far we're doing good with that.
Well, good luck tonight in the last home games, and we'll be rooting for you.
Thanks, Shady. Appreciate it.
Coming up next on Wolf Watch, we'll talk about the many ways you can support the Wolves and Lady Wolves against Metlakatla this weekend. Stay tuned.
Wrangell Wolves basketball action on KSDK is sponsored in part by the Stikine Sportsman Association, supporting healthy youth activities in our community. The Stikine Sportsman Association says, "Go Wolves!"
Welcome back. Just a reminder again, this weekend is the last set of home games of the season. Everyone is encouraged to head down to the gym to cheer on the Wrangell Wolves as they take on the Metlakatla Chiefs tonight and tomorrow night. JV starts at 6 p.m. with varsity games to follow. Also remember, you can tune in to KSTK for the live play-by-play action from Metlakatla as the Lady Wolves take on the Miss Chiefs. Varsity game time is 6 p.m. both nights, right here on KSTK. You can also stream us online at kstk.org. Thanks to our many sponsors who make the broadcast of high school basketball possible. Thanks also for tuning in to this edition of Wolf Watch. See you back here next week, same time, same place.
Live coverage of the Wrangell Wolves basketball season is sponsored in part by the Alaskan Sourdough Lodge, a family-owned and operated business in Wrangell since 1984, offering rooms with a private bath, cable TV, internet, telephones, and courtesy van rides to and from the airport or ferry. Meals are provided for all room guests. For reservation information, the Alaskan Sourdough Lodge can be reached at 800-874-3613 or online at akgetaway.com.
This has been Wolf Watch on KSTK FM, Wrangell, Alaska, following the Wrangell High School Wolves and Lady Wolves throughout their 2013 to 2014 basketball season. See you next week and see you at the games.
Y'all ready for this? for this.